This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Power Hour. If you're just joining us, if you missed the first segment, I was mistaken. Sheriff Mack's coming on in about 30 minutes for briefly talk about his candidacy. If you have any questions or comments, want to get on, I'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. The first section, we talked about the big news, the biggest story. I don't think it's the most important, but it's certainly attention-wise. Trump, supposedly in a meeting, immigration came up, DACA came up, and says, why are we having so many people come from these blank hole countries? These, you know, rhymes with hit, these bit hole countries. And I started to do research. I had known this before, but I started to do some more research. In 1965, the immigration bill, Kennedy honchoed it. It changed the way immigration came to America. Before that, certain times of America, there was no immigration at all because Americans didn't want immigrants taking their jobs. You know, this idea that, oh, Americans won't do these jobs and they won't pick cotton or they won't pick tomato. Give me a break. My father picked 300 plus pounds of cotton a day. I don't want to hear this crap. Of course, Americans will if that's the only jobs available and there's not a welfare state. When there's a welfare state and inflation is rampant because the Federal Reserve jacks up all the prices and you can't even live now if you pick cotton or pick tomatoes or oranges or whatever. Now that's a different dynamic. But that was the only job. America did do that. Who do you think did the job before the immigrants came here? I get so sick of hearing that. That's another story altogether. Anyway, before that, the demographic of immigrants who came in had to match the demographic already existing in America. Do you understand that? This idea about protecting culture and about being racist, quote unquote, and that's the we're hearing that from the Democratic Party and all this. That's exactly how America operated. They knew darn well they didn't want to change the demographic of the nation. They liked the culture of America. They wanted to keep the culture, protect the culture of America. Ted Kennedy changed that, totally blasted that. And the criticism that was received, he said, this will not make immigrants flood to big cities and it will not change the demographic of the country, as some are suggesting. Well, right now in Boston, pretty much the birthplace of the revolution, at least near there, Concord, outside of Boston a little bit, the birthplace of the American Revolution in Boston, over 50% of all children in school have at least one parent that was not natural born in America. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being not naturally born in America. I'm saying that's how it's changed. Has your immigration bill from 1965 radically changed the demographic of America, Ted Kennedy? Yes, it has, you moron. Of course it did, and of course you knew that's what it would do. Part of Cliven and Piven, the pressure to put on the system, the Social Security, put the pressures on the Social Security, keep throwing the money at immigrants, but then deprive them of the seniors who have paid into the system all their lives, and that you promised them. You know, let's screw them. Forget them, and let's get all these immigrants from these third world countries to come in here that all vote for all these liberal programs. And do you think they'll vote for all these handouts? Of course they will. The American ethic, the Puritan work ethic. Remember that? Remember the Puritan work ethic? Where's that in this country? That's what socialism does. It gets your ethic, your morality out of you. When you force somebody at the point of a gun, and that's what the government does, make no mistake, at the point of a gun, to give them your money, your hard-earned money, and then they use it for, you know, quote-unquote altruistic purposes to help people, which is a lie. You know it's political purposes, to give to people, to gain political favor. One, you are depriving the person that you're giving welfare to. You know, helping somebody, charity is different than welfare. Systematic welfare going to people has not been a success. Has not been a success at all. It deprives them of their life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, their natural endowment given to them by their Creator, which is the foundation of our nation. And it deprives you who were robbed of your own, the fruits of your own labor. That's stolen from you. That's theft. Thomas Jefferson said it's sin. Sin. I didn't originate this thought. Thomas Jefferson said what's going on with the government taking your money like this and paying for things you don't like, that's sin. Sin. It's the most vile sin there is to take another person's endowment and their liberty and their freedom that is given to them by God, the crown placed upon their head, and then the government consolidate it in their chicken neck, think that they know how to run your life better, and take it over and take it from you. That's the most sin that could possibly be. The ultimate example, of course, is Lucifer, who thinks that you can't run anything and wants to take your will completely. The ultimate sin, the ultimate opposite of God, liberty, religion, whatever. Now, of course, all these ideas mix religious, politically, legally, lawfully. In America, this isn't a religious opinion. This is a legal opinion. It's a law opinion. I challenge any lawyer, judge, anybody to get on and refute what I'm about to say. In America, it is the law protected by charter, by law, by the Bill of Rights. Supreme law cannot be abrogated, that your rights are supreme to the indulgences of men and politics and the government. Supreme. And what we've seen is sin and the opposite of that, and socialism, where the state now becomes your creator, the state becomes your daddy, so to speak, and rules over you and knows what's best for you and helps you and gives you welfare and gives you an allowance. That's the push. This immigration bill is very important of getting immigration. The Democratic senators, congressmen are all protesting. Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, says, what right does Donald Trump have to say who comes in and out of his country? Vicente Fox, you are a moron. It's the Constitution for the United States of America. That's where President Trump gets the authority to say who comes in and out of this country. Delegated to the Congress. Congress delegated to the president by law. It's one of the few things that the federal government can do by law. By law. You want to talk about law? Let's talk about law. Let's talk about morality. It's one thing for somebody to come here and add something and join our great network of our country and the ethic and the culture of our country that was. It's another thing for them to come with their hand out and rob and take from you and me and want to build their life on our backs, on steal our endowment, steal our crown. It's sin. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And the immigrants who think, why are people so mean? It's not about being mean to you. It's about we're tired of being robbed. And are using you and using our good nature and using your circumstance to then subvert and take our natural charitable instincts and rip our endowment from us and control us. That's why we're resentful. We have some callers. Let's go to a couple of callers here. Hold on. I think we got it. Andrea, you're live on the air. Welcome to the Power Hour. Andrea, what's on your mind?
Thank you. You are more than 100% right for everything you said. President Trump did not say it. He said he didn't say it. He did not tweet it. I did not hear him say it. Unless I do, it is a lie. They are using talk shows to promote their lies. And yes, that also is a sin. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Andrew, you still there? Or did you go?
Excuse me?
You still there?
I am.
Yeah, you there? Okay,
yeah.
I got a question for you. If he even said that, does that, to be honest with you, I mean, does that make you think less of him if he even said that?
Even if he said it and then he said he didn't say it. He can say what he chooses to say. He's not to be censored or any of this nonsense. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's against every American that loves this country, that is truly an American. It's a slap in our face he's taking all the pounding and the beating for every American citizen that truly loves this country, and it wrenches our guts out to hear it.
Mm. Well, we appreciate your opinion, and I think a lot of people share that. Thank you so much, Andrea, for the call. God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Got some more calls. And if you'd like to get in on this, 866. Yes, ma'am. 866-582-9933. Let's go to, let's see. Dave in New York. You're on there. Dave in New York. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon. Hey, picking up on what was just said, you know, the Bible says that, you know, we will be given over to strong delusions, so strong that if we're possible, even the very elect would be fooled. Well, you know, when you start, I mean, obviously controlling everything that people hear, then that's part of that plan. But, and real quick, just to keep in line with the old Feel Good Fridays, I think I've proven that, Oprah Winfrey is a Marxist. Now, the reason I say that is because the name of her corporation or whatever is Harpo. Now, when you say Harpo, who do you think of?
Marx.
There you go. That's right. I'll catch you later, Daniel.
Oh, you're always so funny. That's so funny. God bless you, Dave. Well, I think, you know, Oprah, she's kind of dipped her toes in the waters by the Golden Globes and the media going behind her or with her. Making the case for her to be president, and we'll see what she. There's so much dirt on her and her involvement with Weinstein, her involvement with these meetings with the globalists and things. I think she'll just get absolutely destroyed. I think people, a corner has turned in this country. We want America back. We want America back. I believe a big part of this country, and we are fired up about it. We're pissed off about it. I mean, excuse the term, but we're getting our dander up, and we want America back. I hope that Donald Trump is able to do these America First policies. I think immigration is a big one to secure the border. Kind of the funny thing, and kind of a good part of this, he mentioned Norway. He said we want more people from Norway instead of these, you know, blank hole countries. And then Norway said we don't want to go to Norway. Why do we want to go to America? Because you're a sick country, and your death rate is higher than ours, and your life expectancy is less. So in some ways, it's made attention throughout the world. We can start to see some of these other countries, like Norway, they're healthier. They're a healthier country. Maybe that'll make us wake up a little bit and do things a little different. But look, ladies and gentlemen, everything I just talked about, everything I said, everything Trump said, this was America 50 years ago. You think that's not the way America was, and immigration was just anybody coming here? You're wrong. You're wrong. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We got Sheriff Matt coming on in about 10 minutes, and he's got some great news about his candidacy. As you know, he announced here on the show, he announced before, of course, but on the broadcast on the beginning of this week, that he is running for the seat that Trent Franks vacated when he left, or is leaving Congress. And he's got some good news about this, and we need support, and he needs our support, and he needs our prayers and what have you. Pretty interesting that such constitutional patriots, him, Michael Snyder, are running for Congress. There is a sea change coming, and we can push this through. We can break down this dam. The dam is leaking, and we can push it through and go all the way. A real turning point in American history. We have a lot on our back. We have a lot we're facing, but we have a lot to be hopeful for. And so Sheriff Mack will come on here in about 10 minutes. Going over some of the other big news stories, one of the other things I've talked about the two or three things I just can't stand about Trump's administration. But things like this that just stun me, that we have to be thankful and grateful for this, that should be just, this should be matter of fact in politics and in government, and it hasn't for so long. Army finds $833 million in missing helicopters, missing, quote-unquote, as first-ever audit begins. First-ever audit begins. Wow. After several decades of nation-building and trillions of dollars missing or improperly recorded, or I will add, stashed under the mattress, so to speak, for black ops and the like, the long-awaited audit of the U.S. Department of Defense has finally begun. On Wednesday, the Defense Department Comptroller David Norquist told lawmakers that the DOD's first ever department-wide audit. Do you believe that? First ever. will cost about $367 million this year, an additional $551 million to fix the problems. And in a preview of what is to come, Norquist told the House Armed Service Committee that an initial Army audit found 39 Black Hawk helicopters for $830 million. They were not adequately recorded in the property system. So it's going to cost about $800-something million to do this and to fix it. And they've already found enough money to make up for that. It's already reaping benefits. The Air Force identified 478 structures and buildings at 12 installations that were not in its real property system. Wow. In other words, these helicopters were simply missing on the books. Yeah, I'm sure that that's true. A lot of stories about Trump and about after fallout of what he said in, where is it? The U.S. Ambassador to Panama resigned, says he cannot serve Trump. U.S. Ambassador to Panama John Feely, a career diplomat, former Marine Corps helicopter pilot, has resigned, says he is no longer feeling he's able to serve President Donald Trump. He has resigned. President Trump signs a proclamation to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Day and also a creating a national historical park in Georgia, in Atlanta, or near where he used to do the preaching, right out of Atlanta, downtown Atlanta there. Very cool. Martin Luther King Bannon, Steve Bannon, he has left Breitbart. Now he's going to appear before Congress on the committee for a Russia probe. Donald Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, will be interviewed next week by the U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating alleged Russian interference. Are we still talking about that? Are we still discussing that? We got Donnie on hold. I just saw that you're on hold, Donnie. If you wait till after the break, I'll get the in. If we can, well, you can wait just a little bit. Senate passes bill giving recognition to six Virginia tribes, new Indian tribes. And what does that mean? Well, it means they can get federal money and federal recognition. More protests expected in Tunisia after mass arrests. Activists in Tunisia have called for a major demonstration against the government's decision to increase taxes and the prices of basic goods after hundreds of people were arrested in previous days of protests. So they've increased taxes, the price of everything is rising, and the people are upset and protesting, and so they're getting thrown in jail. See the Bill of Rights. You want to know how unique this country is? You want to know how unbelievably miraculous that document that I've asked you time and time again to put on your refrigerator is? Look at Tunisia and what they're doing to people in the First Amendment. Think about the First Amendment. Trump cancels UK trip, citing Obama's bad embassy deal. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled a visit to the UK, expected to take place next month, citing his displeasure at the new U.S. embassy in London he was due to inaugurate. In a tweet, Trump said the new embassy building was part of a, quote, bad deal with Obama for selling the previous one in Grosvenor Square for, quote, unquote, peanuts. He didn't like what he did. The immigration question is not only hot and heavy here in America. In Hungary, it's even more so. Time for Hungrexit. I don't know if I said that right. Hungrexit, like, you know, Brexit, Britain's exit, Hungary's exit from the EU. Now, PM Orban opposes mass immigration in Hungary and attacks Soros in the German press. Ooh. I mean, Hungary, they're ready to do something. We'll be back after this break. Hopefully we have Sheriff Mack, and also Donnie will get you to stay right there. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
To the Power Hour. I'd like to make everybody aware of the Power Mall and the great products that we have. Robert Redfern, the lipoic acid R, which Sherry Rogers talks about. We now are carrying that. The Krill Miracle, another great oil source in the vitamin E, with all the full spectrums of the tocopherols and tocotrienols. I've been practicing that all week. I did pretty good there. I always get those two mixed up, but all those at the Power Mall, and of course the OxyLift. I think today's the last day to buy any of the oxygen products. Get a free bottle of OxyLift by Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe. That is a great deal. Please take advantage of that. I just put some in my water, actually. Everybody needs these. We're not getting these minerals from the soil anymore. Where are you going to get them? It's just like the Bill of Rights. If you don't teach your children these things and the Constitution, who do you think is going to do it? Their teacher? Give me a break. If you don't do something about your nutrition level, who is? Do you think it's going to magically start appearing in your soil? I think not. So those are the questions. It's up to you. Your independence. And the good thing is we give you a platform and that you can do these things and you can make a difference. So check all those out at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And now we're just very happy to bring on one of our favorite, America's Sheriff, my sheriff, or who I'd want to be sheriff, now who I want to be a congressman, Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you very much for that introduction.
You're so welcome. It seems like we just talked like 4 days ago. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yes.
We had you on the show at the beginning of the week to discuss the Bundys. Just come on quickly. And you mentioned about running for Congress. Of course, you're the director of CSPOA, one of the few organizations making a real constitutional difference on the ground level with police. And you announced your candidacy, and we wanted to have you come on because you got some good news about that. So go ahead, tell everybody about your congressional run, where it's at, what's going on, and how they can support you.
Well, sometimes people think that someone as constitutional and patriotic as I am really can't make it to Congress and really can't win a race and usually can't even get on the ballot. Well, we had a huge team of volunteers. We also had a couple of paid teams to go out and get signatures. Signatures are extremely difficult to do. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours. It's out going door to door in the congressional district, going in front of malls and shopping centers and asking people to take a moment and realize that the process, the political process in America requires the grassroots effort from we the people. And some of them don't want to be bothered, obviously, but some do. And some say, you know what, I'm part of this country. I'm part of this process. And so they take a moment to sign the signature just to get you on the ballot. And so that's the process here in Arizona. And we actually obtained, we were supposed to obtain 860 signatures. If you get one less than that, you don't get on the ballot. Well, our team really went out there and worked. We had some people, some volunteers from Oath Keepers and from the Tea Parties out in the northwest part of Phoenix and all around Maricopa County. And we ended up with 2,209 signatures. And of the 13 candidates of the Republicans that are running, that placed me way into second place as far as getting signatures. And so...
Whoa.
Yes, so it was a huge victory for us. Sheriff Richard Mack is now on the ballot, and I can really win this, and I'll tell you why. As I said, there's 13 people on the ballot that are all Republicans. There's really five mainstream Republicans that are on the ballot. They're all former public officials in Maricopa County or across the state. They worked in the state legislature, and they will all be pulling from the same Republican mainstream bloc. They're all establishment Republicans. And I'm even going to campaign on that. You can vote for one of these poodle liberal Republicans, or you can vote for this bulldog patriot Sheriff Mack. The choice is up to you. But if you want somebody who's the liking of Barry Goldwater, who had been called extremist many times, and I will be called extremist, and I have, as you very well know, throughout my career, and I will give the same answer that a senator from, probably the best senator from Arizona ever gave, and that was this: extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And I will use that every day. And I will talk about my record for defending the little guy and defending the oppressed. And then the number one thing that I'm going to campaign on is that this country can no longer afford to give unbridled police authority to the FDA and to the IRS, to the BLM, who has now been proven to fabricate evidence to commit crimes against the Bundys and the Hammonds and many others in this country. And the FDA has committed crimes against many people in this country, like Sam Girard. And the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, has committed many crimes, as they have, against Shane Cox and Jeremy Kettler in Kansas, and the many, many, many others who have been imprisoned unjustly and ruthlessly by our federal bureaucrats. And I am going to stand and say we have got to, and I am going to fight every day to form a commission of senators and congressmen to review all the powers that have been granted or stolen by federal bureaucrats and review all of the arrests from federal bureaucrats from the last 10 years so that we can get these people pardoned and get them back to their families and restore justice and the rule of law to America. And that is why I'm running, and that is what I'm going to do.
Woo, hear, hear. I'm applauding over here in my heart. I am anyway. That quote that you said, that's actually the quote I put at the beginning of my book. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. Barry Goldwater. The other thing you can answer if they put that question to you, you're extreme, and then say, well, I guess the Constitution is extreme. Is the Constitution extreme? Because if it is, then I'm extremist.
Oh, well, these people don't even know anything about the Constitution, so we would be completely talking about a black hole to them. So that is another thing I will also campaign against my opponents, because they're just mainstream Republicans who think all they have to do is go along with mainstream Republicanism. And I will bring up the Republican agenda, and I will also bring up that after Barry Goldwater lost to LBJ in the 1964 election, we finally woke up about a dozen years later and repented of that mistake and put in one Ronald Reagan. And I will say we've got to get back to the Ronald Reagan platform, at which the Republicans basically have done, but they continue to ignore it. And I will say this, there's going to be one candidate who you have an opportunity to elect this go-around in February 27th. This election is in 7 weeks, okay?
Wow.
Maybe 6.5 weeks. You have the chance to vote for somebody who will keep their word and keep their oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, who will follow the Republican platform to adhere to the Constitution, adhere to the rule of law, and restore the rule of law and natural rights to this country, get rid of the bureaucrats, get rid of the spending, get rid of the IRS, and uphold the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, just as the Founding Fathers intended. If you want that country back, then you've got to put somebody else in Washington, D.C. Now, let me ask you a question.
You know, that... Go ahead.
Is there anybody that you know in your audience that would be willing to donate to this campaign? If they are, all they have to do is go to SheriffRichardMack.com. SheriffRichardMack.com and donate online there. And we're all in this together. And that's what somebody else told me that was already going around volunteering. Every other day they were out getting signatures. Some of them even took off work to go get signatures for me. Didn't charge a dime, just out there working. And some of those people actually donated some money besides. And they said, Sheriff, we're all in this together. And so I'm asking your audience, are we all in this together, or is this just me doing this by myself? So if we're all in this together, then I'm asking you to help.
Let me interject to you. Let me make the proposition. You don't have to beg for money here, Richard. You're standing here, you know, doing something, and you're going to get support. You're going to get support from me. I'm going to write a check. I'll write a check. Everybody who's listening, Trump's candidacy marked something in this country. We've talked about this extensively. Michael Snyder, also a very conservative writer, is running for Congress in Idaho. Sheriff Mack in Arizona. Both these people have real chances to win. Real chances. Sheriff Mack is one of ours. One of our own. He's home here. We need to get behind this. This is fantastic. This is fantastic. Win, lose, draw, whatever. Him pushing up against that dam, it's going to break. It may break here on February 26th. Stay tuned, Richard. Stay right there. We'll be right back, sir.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you for holding. I know you've been holding. As soon as Richard Mack's off, we'll go straight to you. So appreciate you holding. SheriffRichardMack.com. SheriffRichardMack.com. That's the place where you can donate, learn more about his candidacy for Congress in Arizona. Look, he just laid out his platform, and I was liking it, and I think our audience is going to like it too, Richard. That dog will hunt. In this day and age, we have a new paradigm in politics that you are being able to fill, and you just, I think if you just wrap yourself in the Constitution and what have you, I think that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna, if nothing else, you're gonna shine above everybody that's involved and make a big difference. One question I did have for you. People can go to donate. That's how they can help. How has your candidacy been received by the media, independent and, you know, corporate media there in Arizona?
So far, mostly ignored. When they came out with the 13 that were running, they listed six in one paragraph that were, you know, the legitimate candidates that had a chance. You know, they didn't say they had a chance to win, but the six main candidates they listed in the first paragraph, and that included me. And then they listed some also runs in the next one, where seven people who nobody's ever heard of them and they really haven't ever done anything, and some people who I guess had a goal to some one-time run for office. It was some of those people. And so I've never heard of any of them. And probably nobody else has either. So there's seven candidates to kind of fit the category of, okay, yeah, that's real nice, but we need to look at somebody who can really win. And then there's the six of us who really can win. And like I say, this race is extremely powerful because there is no incumbent, there is no front runner, and of the six that really have a chance to win, they're all going to be pulling from the same block, and they're all about as equally popular among the mainstream establishment Republicans. So unless they get together and two or three of those drop out, or maybe even more, they're going to split up the vote pretty evenly, and I could win. And by the way, there is no runoff system here in Arizona. If I get the most votes with 14.5%, I win. I win the primary, and this is such a strong Republican county or district. I will be the next congressman for the United States of America in Arizona, District 8, which is Northwest Phoenix, Northwest Maricopa County. The main city there is Peoria, Arizona.
Now, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, isn't he going to run for Senate there also?
Yes. Yes, and his primary is in August. So I'll know my fate before he will know his. You know, that's kind of interesting because I've actually taught this before. But of the 56 who signed the original Declaration of Independence, three of those men were actually former sheriffs. So we might just put a couple of sheriffs in Congress this year, 2018, to kind of match what we had in the original convention of the state.
Mm.
So, yes, it could really be interesting having two more sheriffs in Congress.
Have you reached out to Sheriff Arpaio? Have you reached out to Trump's team and, you know, look for some support and say, hey, I'm going to run on your agenda here. I'll support you on all these America First things, all the constitutional things. I'll be right behind you. Have you done anything like that?
I have not reached out to Trump's team. I've reached out to some other people here in Arizona who are close to him. Some of them are helping me quite a bit, actually. I did reach out to Arpaio when I decided to run, and he really felt bad. He apologized to me over and over because he already endorsed somebody who he knew was running about 3 months before that, because this guy decided way before I did. You know, I told Arpaio not to worry about it. I hope he would rescind his endorsement, but he should, at this point, now that he's running, he should literally not endorse anyone, because where he might be getting friends with from that particular candidate's supporters, he might be ticking off 12 other people and all of their supporters,
because right.
There's 13 of us.
Yeah, my alien.
And the guy he's supporting is not going to win. I guarantee you, he is not going to win. The race will be between myself and a Debbie Lesko, who is a big shot in the state legislature. The one he's supporting is kind of a big shot there, too, but he's made a huge mistake. And I'm going to tell you, there's, you know, about 90% of what Trump is doing, I will support. But he just came out, and it looks like he's going to support FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in some regards, and I will not support that, and I will let President Trump know why. I will not support the Patriot Act, which a lot of Republicans got passed. I will not support the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, where it gives the president the authority to proclaim anybody in this country as an enemy combatant, and we just go to prison until they feel like getting us out. So I'm not going to support any of that stuff. Now, you want a bulldog in there helping to really drain the swamp, then I will totally be helping President Trump do that. And we need to drain that swamp 10 times more than has already happened. And we need to get rid of these federal bureaucracies.
Absolutely.
And really gut a lot of them. And we need to abolish the IRS and turn and get rid of the federal income tax and replace either one of those with nothing and replace Obamacare with nothing. Not repeal and replace. Repeal, period, and get rid of it, because the federal government has no business being involved in health care.
Do you have some time to stay with us from the top of the hour? I mean, over the top of the hour. Do you have some more time?
I sure do.
Donnie's been waiting for 20 minutes. Let me get Donnie in here real quick. Maybe he's got a question for you or a quick comment, and then just stay there.
Because
I got a couple questions about what you just said. Okay, hold on one second. Donnie, we're going to get you in right now. Donnie, you're live on the air. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're with Richard Mack. What's on your mind, Donnie?
Yes, hello, Daniel. I don't mind waiting at all for Richard Mack. I hope everybody puts their support behind him. Reason I was calling, though, is well, could be related. I'm just calling to get the word out about a forum we have on unofficial channels here. If everyone could go to powerhour.boards.net. It's a gathering place where, you know, we can put our heads together, where we can support you. And by the way, I want to say thank you for standing and doing what you do. Joyce was proud, and she would be proud now. And just for like-minded people, outside of official channels, powerhour.boards.net. That's all one word, no spaces. powerhour.boards.net. And just wanted to get that word out.
Is there a phone number, Donnie? Is there a phone number?
No, we don't have a phone number. Just powerhour.boards.net.
powerhour.boards.net, and everybody can come together. It's been great to talk to you. Richard, stay there. We're going to go one segment over the top of the hour. We've got Tom Palladino on hold. He's going to come about 10 minutes from now. We'll get Tom on. Got a great broadcast. Hope everybody's having a great end of the week, great weekend. Look, there is something positive, very, very positive, you can rest your head at night and think about. Sheriff Richard Mack, Congress.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why new Manna Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new Manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.